Chapter 4. Blue Behavior. How to Recognize a Blue. The last of the four colors doesn't bring attention to himself, but he does keep an eye on what is happening. While a green will just let things happen, a blue has all the right answers. He quietly studies, arranges, evaluates, and assesses. You know you've met a blue if you visit someone's home and everything is organized. Clear labels and names on things so that the children know exactly where to put them. Lists of healthy meals for the next 6 weeks on the fridge door. If you look at his tools, you'll find that nothing is out of place. He's also a pessimist. Sorry, a realist. He sees mistakes and he sees risks. He's the sad one who closes the circle of behavior. Blues are reserved, compliant, and focused on detail. Excuse me, but that's not quite accurate. We all have a friend like that. Think about it. You're sitting in a restaurant with your friends. You're discussing cats, football, or space rockets. Maybe your red friend says that the American football team, the Patriots, have been to the Super Bowl 12 times. Your blue friend coughs and in a gentle voice says that the Patriots have actually only been to the Super Bowl 11 times, with their first appearance after the 1985 season and 9 times since 2001. This guy simply knows everything. He doesn't shout about it, but his way of presenting facts makes it difficult for you to question them. That's the way it is with blues. They know how things are before they open their mouths. They've searched online, read the book, and checked the dictionary. And after that, they report in full. But an important thing to note, if nobody mentions it, it's unlikely that your blue friend will say anything on the subject. He has no need to tell everyone about what he knows. Of course, a blue doesn't know everything. But you can usually trust that what he says is correct. I was just doing my job. How can a know-it-all be so modest? It's rare that a totally blue person would feel the need to stand up and tell the world who the real expert is. It's usually enough for him that he knows best. There are negative sides to this modesty. A blue can watch a group of people trying to work through a problem together, then come forward after 2 hours and casually point out the answer. For him, it was never a problem at all. But because blues often miss the big picture, they don't always act immediately. There's also no need to cheer, applaud, or call a blue up on stage when he's done something amazing. He'll just nod and then return to his desk, where he'll continue working on the next project. He may wonder what the big deal was about. He was only doing his job. Excuse me, but where did you read that? A blue can rarely get too many facts or have too many pages of small print to read. For a blue, no detail is too small to be noticed, and nothing should be left out. Tell a blue that he can ignore the details of the new contract or not read the last 30 paragraphs. There's nothing important there. He'll just ignore what you said. He would rather stay up late checking all the facts than miss the smallest detail. A blue might ask, "Is there any more that I need to read?" Why do some people have to consider things for so long? Blues are generally very careful. They often think about safety first. Where a red or yellow would take a wild chance, a blue will wait and consider everything one more time to get a full picture of things before acting. This can be seen in different ways. For blues, the trip is more important than where you get to, exactly the opposite of a red. Obviously, this amount of care can result in no decisions being made at all, but it also means that Blues rarely take any major risks, which means that life is predictable. A Blue generally creates systems that manage risks. They set 3 alarm clocks. They leave 2 hours early when 1 would be enough. They check and recheck the children's backpacks before school in the morning, even though they packed them the night before and no one has touched them during the night. The positive side of this is obvious. Blues won't be surprised by unexpected events in the same way others would be. And in the end, they actually save a lot of time. It doesn't matter if it's easier, it's still not right. Things can't be allowed to go wrong. Quality is all that matters. When a Blue thinks that his work might become low quality, he stops. Everything must be checked. Why has the quality dropped? Engineers often have Blue characteristics. Accurate, systematic, focused on facts, caring about quality. Toyota, the Japanese car maker, probably has a lot of Blue engineers, as they have to ask why 5 times to check quality and solve problems. This is a very Blue approach. Let's say someone discovers oil on the factory floor. A Red might shout at the person closest to him and order him to clean the oil. A Yellow sees the oil and then forgets it, but 2 days later is surprised when he falls over because of it. The Green also sees the oil and feels a little bit of guilt because it's a problem and everyone is ignoring it. A Blue asks, "Why is there oil here?" "Because something is losing oil." This answer is not good enough for a Blue. Why is something losing oil? "Because it's poor quality." Why do we have poor quality parts in our factory? "Because we were told to save money, we bought cheap parts." But who asked us to save money and lose quality? This is the way he goes on. In the end, the Blue solution might be to look at how things are bought by the company instead of just cleaning the oil on the floor. Blues argue that if they're going to do something, they must do it correctly. Because Blues usually find it difficult to lie, they'll always point out the problem that they find, even if this makes them look bad. If the path is different to the map, there's something wrong with the path. Logical thinking is important to a Blue. Forget about all the feelings as much as possible and use logic. Of course, Blues can't turn off their feelings completely. No one can, but they say that they use logical arguments when making decisions. But they can easily get upset when things don't go their way, which has nothing to do with logic and everything to do with feelings. Few people can repeat the same task lots of times in exactly the same way that Blues can. They've a unique ability to follow instructions correctly without question, as long as they understand and agree with them from the start. How do they do this without getting bored or careless? Well, it's logical. If a particular method works, why change it? While a Yellow or Red finds new ways of doing something, a Blue repeats the same thing time and time again. Consider putting together a piece of furniture from IKEA. Reds, confident that they can easily do this, start putting things together without even looking to see what's in the box. Yellows think that it's going to be great fun to get the furniture in place. They put parts together without really thinking. A Green puts the enormous box against the wall and has a coffee break. There's no hurry. A Blue reads the instructions twice, examines everything, and checks that the different pieces of the cupboard match the pictures in the instructions. He cleans all the different parts before he starts. It may take a little extra time for a blue to put together his cupboard, but it will stand forever. Details are everything. How do you argue with the instructions? It's impossible to find arguments that a true blue will accept. The great value of this approach is obvious. A blue will never be fooled. He'll always get what he paid for. It gives him an inner peace because he knows he's checked everything very carefully. Under normal conditions, blues are very calm and balanced. Probably because they keep an eye on everything. Silence is golden. Introvert. I could stop there. Many blues don't say a single word they don't have to. Does that mean they've nothing to say? Don't they have opinions about things? Of course they do, but they're just very, very introverted. Blues are calm, stable people who are quiet on the outside, but anything could be happening on the inside. Introverted doesn't mean silent. It means active in the inner world. But the effect is often quiet. In general, listen carefully when blues talk because they've usually thought through what they say. So, why are they so silent? Among other things, it's because they, unlike yellows, don't feel the need to be heard. Sitting in a corner and not being seen or heard makes no difference to them. They're observers and can find themselves at the edge of a group where they observe and record everything that is said. If you have nothing to say, keep quiet. Conclusions on blue behavior. Have you identified some blues in your life? Bill Gates and Albert Einstein both used their attention to detail to build their success. We also have Sandra Day O'Connor and Condoleezza Rice. And, of course, Mr. Spock from Star Trek is the perfect blue. All logic and intelligence, even if he doesn't understand all the jokes.